I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You are listening to another professional bit of podcastery.
You thought I was
straight tripping,
panicking, but what you forget is I'm a consummate professional. Now allow me to Google consummate and I will continue in introducing you, the listener, to 1990s problems.
Yes.
I'm Ross Drummond.
I'm Ali Plum.
Well, thank goodness for that. Now, we can't play you a theme tune for this week's one because it's not really got one. So what I'm going to do is sing, Earth Angel, please be mine. But there's a bit of a theme tune, so we'll come to that. My darling dear, love you all the time. I'm just a fool, a fool in love. Earth Angel. Oh, this intro doesn't appear for ages. Where is it?
You're on part 3 of 3, my friend.
Oh, dear.
You want me on part 1 of 3. That's the beginning.
Story of my life.
Should we say what the name of the show is?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I'd rather not.
Oh, no.
Just look at your iPhone.
Okay.
Or Android device. We're going to talk about Teen Angel.
Teen Angel.
I think this Teen Angel song is a different song, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a different song.
What Teen Angel does have for what we call an introduction is sort of like that same bling, 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 Sabrina-y
yes,
thing.
Yes, it does.
I wonder why that could be, Ali.
What do you mean?
Why it has a very similar theme tune intro to Sabrina.
Could it be because it is a similarly kind of fantasy-like show?
Yeah, I think it could be right.
I think it might be that. It certainly aims for very similar humour heights as
humor,
Sabrina.
But, it's
more of a buddy comedy than Sabrina.
Yeah, here you go. I found it. Don't worry about it. Every episode you get 2 minutes to just set up.
It's cold open. 2 minute
is that
cold
what they
open.
Call it?
Yeah. Breaking Bad is famous for its cold opens, so you could say.
Cold opens, so you go in cold.
You have no idea what's going on, it's just a thing.
Whoa, what's going on?
Oh my god, there's 3 guys worshipping some kind of crazy thing.
Mm. There's no meth, as far as I'm aware, in Teen Angel. I should point that out now, spoiler alert.
Yeah, sorry
alert.
About that. Alert.
It's hard to say that, spoiler alert. No?
Nah.
Well,
I said a lot.
You're a consummate professional.
Yes.
Here we go, here's the intro. I'm going to play it for you.
Teen Angel.
Do, 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 no.
I'm gonna rock out with my girl. My friend is dead.
He ate a hamburger. What? 6 months after he should have.
Stupid fucking premise for a show. No wonder it was canceled after 1 season.
22 episodes.
Not
still
even.
Pretty.
Really? No, not.
I don't think it was 22.
I thought it got to 22.
We were talking to this in the spoken word section of the song.
Yeah, this is the break.
17, my friend.
I think it was commissioned for 22.
Well, they listened. They had enough after the 17.
Of course, this means that this podcast is sponsored by a rotten bit of hamburger meat.
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine in a world where this would now be made. Why was it made?
Netflix. Netflix would make this show. And you know why? Because someone else wouldn't want to do it. Someone else would have set it up and Netflix will go, we'll do it because fuck you.
That's not a reason to make anything.
I want to genuinely, let's explain the synopsis. Actually, let's read it from Wikipedia because it's worth saying in as formal language as possible. Teen Angel follows a high school boy, Steve Beauchamp, or Beauchamp, Corbin Alfred, and his recently deceased best friend, Marty DePolo.
And I'll read the next line. If we all give £3, the fundraiser would be over in an hour. Please donate now.
Donate now, now, now.
Oh, no, hold on. That's the top of Wikipedia. They're looking for donations at the moment.
Also, click here for Fit Hotties.
Oh, no, that's another
click
website.
Here for Teen Angels. Oh, wait.
Oh. I thought I had ad blocker on, but no.
Marty DiPolo, who dies from eating a six-month-old hamburger from under Steve's bed.
In a bizarre way as well. You watch how he dies.
Yeah, I mean, it's he dies by simply having the world's biggest trip. His brain turns to sky. The whole room breaks apart in a 90s art attack way. Yeah. And suddenly he's opening a door, which isn't a door. It's a lift that goes to heaven.
Or hell. Because she goes going up and he's like... Yeah, I think so. She's like, you made the right choice.
Wagga, wagga. And then, of course, second floor, seraphim. Third floor, cherubim. Fifth floor...
Jesus Town.
Jesus Town. I prefer Jesus Land.
No.
But yes, you get the lift up to heaven. Yeah. And of course, at the top, you get judged on a space rock floating in the middle of space, where next to that space rock is him off, the Doctor of Firefly.
Yeah.
Is his name Ron
I've never
Glass?
Watched Firefly.
Fourfly? Yeah, nor did I.
No, rubbish, isn't it? That's a bad spin-off.
To be fair, they made so much money off Firefly.
That was the fourth in the sequels of The Fly. Firefly.
I prepared.
We're struggling today, aren't we?
We are. I think we need a drink.
Are you okay?
Today, I'm sponsored by...
Oh, I hope that sounded as good as it did in my ears. Coca-Cola Cherry.
Coca-Cola Cherry.
Nice font, that, on the Coca-Cola Cherry. I like the font. Not the Coca-Cola logo. It's a classic font, obviously, we all know. But the cherry, that's some sort of sans.
I would say it's like an aerial.
If you're listening and anybody can tell me, that's not an aerial. Are you kidding me? You're nodding your head.
You just said a word.
It's not an aerial.
Anyway, so Ron Glass is this floating head in the middle of space near this rock where people get judged.
And he, in the program, is called Rod, who's God's cousin.
Yes.
And he always is like, I'm not God.
But I do look a bit like what God would look like if God looked like me.
Probably not for a lot of America, because he's black.
Mm-hmm. But then again, in Dogma, God is a lady called Alanis Morissette.
Yeah, she's Canadian.
Well, that's what... It's otherworldly.
Yeah, I think that's
Oh
that's
my
the
God,
joke.
God's Canadian.
Alanis Morissette's Canadian.
Shit. She has the same birthday as me.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Great stuff, Ali. But yes, it's... I want to point this out. So that's the synopsis.
Yeah.
Rod, God's cousin... Running gag, blah, 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 assigns this now teen angel to be the guardian angel of his best friend, Steve.
And he says, before you go, make sure you just wear this one sort of oversized tracksuit jacket that only people in the 90s owned.
You also get retractable wings, the ability to walk through walls as long as the walls were built before 1951.
And make witty quips as is your wont.
All the time. But he says, oh, these are your two powers, blah, blah, blah. He has every power.
He's got a lot of powers.
It's the same problem as Sabrina. He goes up to a plant, pot plant, it's a dead pot plant, flicks his fingers, bang. Super happy pot plant.
Is it?
It's living and breathing and green and shit.
Super happy pot plant was on at the same time on Cartoon Network, I think, as Teen Angel.
I would happily watch a couple of episodes of Super
Super Happy Pot. I can't say it.
Super happy, spoiler alert. Super happy pot plant.
Super happy pot plant. Do you know Peach the Steve?
Mm-mm.
It's on a cartoon called Uncle Grandpa. Tweet us at 99's Podcast if you watch Pizza's Uncle Grandpa. I watched it in America. It's mental. Kids' cartoons are crazy.
Well, not as crazy as one we need to do desperately, which is Cat Dog.
Yeah, I don't like cartoons.
It was so weird.
Yeah, it was.
It was
so a cat
weird.
And a dog joined together.
Yeah.
It was like, what's that one? Human Centipede. It's a bit like that, isn't it?
Cats
That's
and dogs.
Not a cartoon, Human Centipede, so don't watch that with children.
Please don't. Although a spin-off, you know, a cartoon spin-off
might
be interesting.
South Park did a spin-off of it, actually.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they did, yeah.
Oh, great stuff. So,
oh, great stuff.
Great
Just dismissive.
Great stuff. I'm so glad South Park cool, managed to do that. The humidity thing. Humidity? Comedy.
Humidity.
But comedy! All right, hashtag humidity. This Wikipedia page for Teen Angel starts like this. There are several chapters. Contents, it goes like this. Contents, one. Synopsis, two. Reception and cancellation.
We lost you.
Great job, Teen. Mr. Angel, not your best work.
Not, it's like, the irony.
Who knew that a show that sounds this preposterous, man eats gone off burger, turns into angel, looks after a best mate, didn't last?
Hey guys, we need a new show. Sabrina's doing well, but we need some more airtime. We've got Boy Meets World, that's doing quite well now.
Mm.
It's part of our thank God TGIF.
Yeah, the irony of the TG, the
thank
G being
God.
It should be thank Rod.
TRIF, Triff.
Triff.
Triffle.
It's Triff.
It's Friday. It's Triff. We've got $5,000 in party cash prize.
It's Super Happy Pot Plant.
Super Happy Pot Plant.
What would Super Happy Pot Plant contain as a idea?
It would be about a boy.
A boy.
Who eats too much that plant food. What, that thing that everyone was eating and they were going on benders?
Compost.
No, compost. I think it was compost. What was it? Meow. Meow, meow.
Meow, meow.
Do you remember when everyone was doing that?
The meow.
You were bang on meow, meow.
No, I was on M&M's, but people got confused.
I forget. And you, one time you had the peanut one and you got nut allergy and you went...
Yeah. And then suddenly my head turned into sky and I went up a lift to heaven. And Ron Glass from Firefly started telling me what to do. It's honestly, you suggested the show, Teenager.
Yeah, but I think somebody else did. And it ties in well. We'll tell you why in a bit.
Go on.
No, and I said in a minute.
Oh, in a minute. Okay, I'll count down 60 seconds.
You could. No, I'm going to tell you in a bit. I've upped the amount of time. I'm going to do a reveal.
Bit is longer than a minute.
I think so. yeah, it's, what were we talking about?
Oh, I was just talking about how we came to do this one. Because...
Yeah, I mean, Teenage, I remember it.
So when did you watch it on the BBC?
I remember watching on the what we call the Disney Channel.
You had the Diz Chan.
I'm not going to brag.
I didn't realize you were so loaded.
My mum listens to this. She's going to know. Weird, Sky. I'm not going to brag.
Are you the kind of family that had like a trampoline outside all year round? Did you have a little swimming pool?
No, I didn't have a swimming pool. There was a burn.
What level of... What's a burn?
A burn's just like a... It's like a... I guess you'd call it a river. Like a stream.
You had a brook outside your house.
A babbling brook. We had a burn. And then you had like a pond at the back, but it's filled with marsh.
I thought posh Scottish people sounded like Monica the Glen. They don't sound Scottish.
Well... My mum sounds like Ewan McGregor, so...
Does she?
Absolutely not.
It's a little awkward. How much like a man does she sound, though?
None at all.
Oh, good.
But yeah, she told me off. I've tried to not swear this episode.
Oh, I said a swear. Sorry,
you
Ross's
said,
mum.
Alison, you can call her.
Sorry, Alison.
There you go. She sat me down. I was chatting to her the other day. She was like, I'm enjoying the podcast.
But I love Teen Angel. You've got to do an episode.
I'm fucking sick of you not... She swore a lot. On the phone. That's the irony of it. Just a potty mouth.
Super happy potty plant.
Super happy potty mouth. That's the mum of super happy potty plant. She's just like, it's not clever. No, what was the word?
It's not big and it's not funny.
She was like, it's lack of vocabulary. Maybe this episode I can just say even more swear words, but like different ones.
Yeah, just say, yeah, obscure swear words.
Yeah,
quim.
What does that mean?
It means a lady's vafoof.
Vagina.
Yep.
Why did you make your mouth so small when he said that? It's weird.
I'm sorry. Sometimes I turn to this
pursed.
Other guy.
It was pursed a little too much.
I have an alter ego that likes to, in the middle of a conversation, just go, hello.
Hello. I'm drinking Stella Artois Cidre.
So you're sponsored by Cidre. I'm sponsored by Coca-Cola Cherry and a little bit of Buffalo
it's a shame
Trace.
Your voice is quite good bourbon.
Well, the bourbon goes directly into my mouth. Listen.
Oh, you're doing a chaser.
Mmm.
Straight no chaser.
Mm, fully bourbonic.
That's nice.
And now,
bourbon.
Some Coca-Cola Cherry.
Mm. Buffalo Trace. If you are listening, if anyone knows anything about Buffalo Trace, we will absolutely be sponsored by Buffalo Trace because I would like some
straight
of
no tracer. Love it.
Straight no trace. What's that? Mind eraser. It's Queens of the Stone Age. Is that Queens of the Stone Age?
Probably.
You don't know, do you?
No, I'm a bad person.
But yeah, Teen Angel was on Disney Channel and I think I just liked it. I thought, I remember laughing at it. I watched it on the telly.
Yeah.
I thought it was quite good, this.
Sound and pitches, you thought,
I liked it. I liked the dynamic of the bros.
Because they're two best mates.
The two bros.
They're super buddy-buddy-buddy.
Not actual brothers.
And it was essentially a series of pranks where this angel that no one could see, apart from the guy he's guardianing,
he's guardian
just larks about, making things appear, disappear, pick things up. He's essentially a friendly poltergeist. Or
he is, yeah.
You know, but he has all sorts of powers as and when the episode required.
Absolutely.
And it was... a big laugh. It was just like a sketchy show, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was a bit like, I feel, you know, when we did, do you remember one of the ones we recorded?
Mm.
Kenan and Kel.
I remember that one we recorded.
I remember it. And I remember being like, oh, Kenan and Kel was great. And then I watched it again. And I was like, this, I said, excuse me, Kenan, this isn't very funny.
I've never watched a show before in my life. This is one of the episodes.
You came in
blank.
Dry as a bone.
I had
you
no idea.
You had a
idea.
Cold. Everything.
I just...
Everything was cold while you watched this.
I didn't know what I was watching. I knew the vague setup.
It's a television program, Ali.
Right.
They showed them in the 90s and Fridays.
This was a 16-minute per episode.
Is that how long? Well, adverts.
Yeah, 5-minute chunks into three.
It's weird, isn't it? 16 minutes. It's nothing, is it?
It's nothing. You could barely get any plot in there at all.
I mean, there wasn't. And one of the things that happens is his mum in it.
Steve's mum.
Steve's mum, who is, I think, Judy?
Yep.
Who was one of the... Is Maureen. She was one of the Brady Bunch.
Maureen McCormick.
Yeah. She was in it, and then they sacked her off.
They sacked her?
Yeah, well, I mean, she was not in it for a lot, for a bit of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this kind of was kind of shot so, to shit so
it was
in the
actually,
very beginning.
It was shot in an order, and then it was shown in a different order.
Oh, one
because
of
they
them.
Don't. They don't go. I think you can actually hear it. Look, 102. Oh no, they've got the codes. It's weird. They, stuff on Wikipedia is mental. Sometimes they got the episode number and then they got the production code. Why
I
do
love
we need
they
that?
Know that. But it, this was made. I think the most interesting thing. One of the most interesting things about this yeah. is that it was created by Al Jean.
Yeah.
Al Jean is a very important person in TV because he produces The Simpsons and has done for
to
a very
day.
Long time. Yeah. Like
wow.
He's a really big deal. He had a 3-year deal with the Walt Disney Company in which he made Teen Angel, but it was cancelled in his first season. Then he returned full-time to The Simpsons in the 10th season, just
wow.
after Teen Angel. So, in many
so
ways...
So he made this sitcom. It tanked.
It tanked.
And then, don't worry, come back
he
and
did
work
a,
on a massive
yeah,
TV
he did
show.
A bit, he did a bit of work with The Simpsons, then got a deal. TV show didn't work out. Can I point out that the best seasons of The Simpsons are
yeah.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9?
Yep.
10...
Al Jean's in, he's just bringing a black cloud, trying to get Bart Simpson to eat a burger and die. Milhouse is dead. Everyone's dying in Simpsons.
Milhouse is absolutely
Al Jean comes
despondent.
In like, guys, new idea. This works every time. Just kill everyone off and then bring them back as ghosts. Chill out, Al. If you're listening, chill out. I'm sick of it.
Calm yourself.
Listen to me. Listen to me, Al. I'm tired of watching 14-year-old sitcoms... where the main protagonist is dead.
With retractable wings that go...
With retractable wings. How did he die? How did he die? Oh, he ate a hamburger. What?
Honestly, there's a podcast I listen to, which if you listen to this, you probably enjoy as well.
Dead Angels.
Called How Did This Get Made? But never has that phrase been more appropriate for a TV show than this. How did this
get made? They were desperate for... It's a bit like...
Supernatural comedy.
It was like Now with the Zombies. Enough.
Enough with the zombies. It's vampires too.
Fuck off.
Vampire Diaries.
I'm sick of it.
True Blood.
It's rubbish. I've not watched one of these programs.
But they're rubbish.
They're all rubbish.
No, it reminds me of that great phrase. It's I don't rubbish. Know anything about it, but I hate it.
I don't care for it.
No, you don't.
I don't understand me when I say this. I don't care for it.
But you love Teen Angel.
Teen Angel is funny. It's
is
not.
It?
It's not funny
no.
at all. It
okay.
doesn't hold up very well. At
Rewind
all.
Back to when you were probably 3 or 4 and watching this.
I was
so
3 or 4.
You're essentially clapping at moving light, and you think this is funny.
I mean, that's offensive. I don't know. I thought you said something else.
No, I think I just double
checked.
Sounds
quite
my...
clear, actually. Let me rewind that.
I just checked my. You're clapping at moving light.
Oh yeah, yeah. I love clapping.
And. You thought this was funny?
Yeah, it was funny.
Why?
Because...
I'm going
to
give you some examples of the kind of...
I mean, do you want me to explain some...
Here are some phrases I wrote down that I thought were particularly...
I know, what I should have said, as a child, I was very morbid. And the idea of death humoured me. I was a very dark child. And I was like, I want to watch this. I watched this.
And then went to drown yourself in the brook.
The burn... No, I went to... I watched this and...
Was it a deep burn?
Murder, She Wrote. And Columbo.
And Diagnosis Murder.
Diagnosis Murder. Midsummer Murders. What was that one in the 90s, again, with the Scottish lassie? She was the... She like looked at dead bodies. What's her name?
I have no idea.
You know the one.
Is it not the one with Helen Mirren in it?
No, not Mirren. It's BBC drama and she like... She was Scottish lassie, she... She looked at. She did autopsies.
Again, I think this may be...
Somebody tweet at us when they listen to this.
Is it McQuincy?
That's it.
Great. Here it is.
Have you written some jokes out?
I've written some funny things.
Go on.
Rod, in the first episode, says to... says to the smart aleck, Marty.
Yeah, he's a funny guy.
He's a bit of a you, isn't he?
What, like a small goat? Is that a nan? What's that? It's a small goat, isn't it? A you? It's a small sheep.
No, it's a sheep. Lady sheep.
Lady sheep.
Yep.
Do you mean
by the way,
like me? You
it's think so he's... much, so much, so much like Boy Meets World. Like the lockers in the school. Just,
I mean, and Sabrina.
And the bedroom. It is like they genuinely used the same sets.
There was one set.
Boy Meets World.
Well, there's one episode. This is what I was going to save.
Oh, yeah. Juice me up.
There's one episode where they all of those shows intertwine.
Boy Meets World and Sabrina?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. All stems from Sabrina. Salem goes on a bender. He disappears.
Are you yanking my plank?
No. I'm not fucking around with you right now.
All right, hear
I know
me.
I know before we started the show tonight, you said, Ross, please don't fuck around with me in this one. I've had a tough day.
Or swear.
Or swear. And I said, I won't do either of those things. Now, I've broken one promise. I've cursed. But believe me when I say this sincerely. All three of them. All three of the shows tied together. It is, my friend, episode...
Please don't cancel us.
Hold on. It's the... I was watching it earlier. One Dog Night.
One Dog Night.
Episode 7, written by Michael Price. Pricey.
Sabrina Spellman, played by Melissa Joan Hart, tracks down her cat, Salem, who has swallowed her magic time ball to blast everyone back to 1976. Whoa. Meanwhile, Judy, the mum, is bemoaning the lack of a man in her life.
And she's left at this point as well, so she's suddenly just inexplicably come back for an episode.
But when Marty turns the family dog into the loyal and loving...
It's quite funny.
Bob.
You can imagine the hilarious consequences of that.
Hello, Bob.
Hey.
She gets more than she asked for. And Marty tries to create his own magic with Sabrina.
Yeah.
So Sabrina, as a witch, can probably see the dead. The undead.
Yeah, she
dead.
Has a chat with him. He chirps onto her.
So how does that work?
So
what's
basically,
the vibe of that?
I was going to make a rude joke, but I'm not going to do it. I'm trying to censor myself today. for the at-home listener, Ali just looked at me disparagingly. He just like nodded like,
I'm here.
Smug.
I'm here for the rude.
You're here for the rude? No, I'm not going to be taken down this path anymore. I'm a new man. 2015, cleaning up my act.
Am
absolutely
I,
not
am
cleaning
I
up my
influence?
Act. No, I'm a bad influence. Great. I'm a dark cloud. I'm a dead teenager. teenager.
By the way, it takes a summer for this guy Steve to kind of sort of get over his friend's death.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that in a minute as well, because it's a really messed up episode.
It's really, really...
I mean, the whole thing...
It's so messed up. It's dealing with grief. This guy, essentially, let's be honest, the guy dies.
He's dead.
What, everything
other... In his room, nonetheless.
Everything else you see...
Like,
oh, yeah.
Imagine we're hanging
he doesn't,
out.
He doesn't
we're
move
doing
out
an
room.
Episode of this podcast.
He still sleeps
like,
in the same room.
The cider drinks. I'm really thirsty. And you're like, all I've got left is this cider that I've is gone off and we found...
boiling under your bed.
In a toxic wasteland. Oh, well, you won't. And they're like, oh, you always dare me to do stuff. Yeah. Oh, well, here goes nothing. Instantly dead. I don't know anybody. I mean, if
would
you know...
Would you sleep in that room for the rest of your teenage
absolutely.
Years?
Would I sleep in a room where my best teenage friend died?
I'd ask my parents to move house.
You did. You killed your friend.
First of all, I killed no one. Second of all,
allegedly.
No one died in my room. I'm just saying that you'd move. There's no way you could... the next time you see him, he's lying on the same bed that his friend died on. Mm-hmm. Just going, oh, at least I've got my soaps.
Is that what he says?
Yeah.
Well, what does he mean by that? It's TV shows.
He just stays at home and watches soaps.
That's quite funny.
Mildly amusing.
I mean, you love soaps.
I do.
What's your favourite soap?
Sabrina.
Sabrina's not a soap.
But I don't understand. Tell me more about the crossover. I don't...
So basically...
Is it funny? Do the comedies?
Yeah, Salem Saberhagen's in it. He's
the gel. Like
and also,
together.
There's a lot of 70s references in it. Some of them are a bit hammy. They do one where.
Why are they in the 70s?
I'll explain if you don't stop interrupting me.
Fuck.
So, say it's the start of the episode. They're all in the scene. His mum's like, "Oh, I wish I could have a man." Pound me. And then the daughter comes in. She's like, "I found a kitty cat." And then they come in, it's a black cat, it's Salem.
Whoa.
All of a sudden, cut to Salem speaking, and he says something.
Dry.
Witty. Dry. And then, time warp, everyone's in the 70s.
Even though they're... Wow, so that's trippy.
1997, all of a sudden it's like 1977. 70s, and then the whole episode, there's nothing really other than that, that this cat has turned everyone into the 70s.
So how, no explanation for it. How did Salem get to this house?
This girl found him on the street, because he's done a runner from the Sabrina episode.
What's so amazing about this is that this means that Teen Angel is in the same universe.
Yeah, also, wait for it. I don't know which episode of Boy Meets World, I have to look it up. Same thing happens in Boy Meets World, but they go to the 50s.
Whoa.
I believe it might be the same episode where they go into the Roman era of Sabrina. Remember when they did all the Roman stuff?
This is brain-bending.
Then at the end, Sabrina finds Salem. They're having a disco because they've turned their dog into a man because the dog's licking their mum's face. And she's like, oh, why can't I find a man like you? And then he's like, I know what would be a good idea. Turn this dog into a man. But he only can be a man for a certain period of time, as you can imagine.
Of course, those are the rules.
Them's the rules, son. He starts turning back. There's a funny scene at the end where he's about to turn back into dog. They're dancing in the disco, and they're like, how are we going to find him? And he goes, he's going to be the one shaking his tail. And
he's whammy-fammy.
He's got a massive dog tail shaking out of the back of him. It's quite funny. That made me laugh.
I would prefer it if one cheek said the word whammy and the other cheek said fammy. And then so just like, he was actually shaking his whammy.
And then there's like that. So then she's like, oh, cool. Is this? And then Sabrina just walks into the disco, unexplained, no reason why.
Yeah.
She's like, is it 70s night? He's like, and this fat dude's like, it's always 70s night. And then was like, ha 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 ha. Canned laughter.
Yeah. But the thing is, I think the reason why she just walked in is because she was staying witchy.
I think
bitches.
The reason she's a witchy bitch and she was like, this show is tanking. We need to get something in to help her out. Help her out. There's going to be two dead bodies in the lot.
Whoa.
If this thing doesn't thing. And there was at the end, 17 episodes in.
Shit.
I mean, I don't really know where they would have gone with it.
That's my other question is, so you have this premise.
There's
which
no
is,
arc.
It's kind of like an interesting, quote-unquote, Twilight episode. Or, you know, not Twilight. The Twilight Zone or something weird like that. But like a one-off quirk or a House of Horror episode from from Simpsons. But
yeah.
Alone, it's just like...
it's dark.
He's kind of trying to do Casper the Friendly Ghost, but like with a smart Alec.
But the ghosts all live together and the humans could see the ghosts.
Yeah.
This is just an imaginary friend, but instead of him just being an imaginary friend, it being a bit... Let me pitch a show to you. How about... We've got a guy, he's too old to have an imaginary friend, but he's got one.
Sure.
And then they do stuff with hilarious consequences.
It
sounds fine, right?
Mm, yeah.
They probably pitched it to ABC and they're like, we'd prefer if you killed the imaginary friend. What?
It's...
Could you bludgeon the teen? We'd prefer a dead teenager in the show. We feel that works best for family teen dramas.
Could we
teen
call
dramas.
It bludgeoned teen?
Could we call it... Teen
suicide.
Teen suicide. There's an episode with Dee Snider, who's in Quiet Riot. Do you know them?
No. Nope.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna fake it. We're not gonna take it anymore.
How did that benefit the ratings?
I mean, that was early on. That was before they had a double hair. Hold on, where was it? Tim Curry's in an episode.
Tim
they brought out,
Curry
yeah.
is in an episode.
Science class... Yes, Marty gives Steve Science Class Frog the power of speech.
With a British accent.
So,
Tim
Jeremiah
Curry.
Was a bullfrog. We can pull up an episode of that. We can hear... I'm sure I can find it. This is on the internet. If you go to YouTube.com... YouTube.com, like...
Yeah.
YouTube.org. .tv.
.gov. It's Teen Angel, 1997 to 1998.
It's good. You can watch all the episodes. They were taped. They're taped off the telly onto VHS, and the guy uploaded them onto a DVD and then up onto YouTube. Because he's like, sorry for the quality, guys.
It's all I got.
It's all I've got. And anyone has.
What I find doubly odd about this is that, you know that little bit we were playing at the beginning with the little guitar intro? Teen Angel. So Teen is written in like Neighbors style font.
Yeah.
Teen. And Angel obviously has a halo around the A.
Everybody needs good teen.
But it's got these three like angels, lady classically drawn artist impressions of angels. And he's always got like a quip like... he's also got, always got a quip like, so what did you ladies die of? And you wanted to go... But it doesn't.
He just goes, AIDS! And then they cut to the program, and it's weird.
Yeah, it's really weird.
But I'm just getting this up. The other thing, I think, is he talks to his mate, who's dead, all the time.
Yeah.
And it takes up until near the end of the season...
For somebody to say, why like, do you keep talking to
Because he has an intervention.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
This show just
pointed it out to me, and I watched it today.
I'm starting to like fall in love with the show in absentia. I just picked out different episodes, but that sounds so. Of course they do. They say, so "Why episode, are you talking to
there's
yourself?"
There's an episode where he wants to be. He wants to act. He's going to be in the school play.
Yeah.
He's like, and then Marty's like giving him acting tips, and they're all going well. There's a coach. I mean, every rubbish stereotype of a sitcom, guess what? Whack it in the angel. Get it up the angel.
Whack it up the angel.
Hashtag up the angel, darling.
Bang it up the angel. Hey, you got one where the dog turns into a man. Hey. Bang it up the angel.
Hey, is that my angel?
Angel, what are you doing? Angel.
Angel. Yeah, so this one is episode 14. The play's the thing. Life gets tenser for those around Steve as they're seeing him, more of him appearing to talk to the thin air. When Marty helps Steve get the lead in the school play, that was a good cold reading, wasn't it? Talk about a cold opening.
Yeah.
Me trying to cold read that was bad. Sorry. Yeah, but basically. He wants to get the lead in the school play because he thinks he'll help him, like, get chicks.
Yeah, mad chicks.
You know how it is. You know how it is.
Yeah, in order to meet ladies, you go to the
play. Drama club. What club were you in at school, Ellie? What clubs were you in?
What clubs was I in? I was in the, like, making the school magazine
what
club.
What clubs you is?
What club be you is? Be you I was in the magazine making club.
What does that mean?
I helped make the school magazine.
Like you worked in a printing factory?
Yeah,
or?
I rolled the printing press. Okay. I also recorded as part of my community service, I recorded the audio.
This was after the alleged murder of your teen friend. You had to do some community service.
Yeah, I had to do a little bit of the old CC.
I understand.
And I.
Mad respect.
I recorded people's audio that they needed to send off to get their A-levels and GCSE music.
Now you're on a podcast.
The quality is appalling.
If they make a story of your life.
Yep.
You know, like when they watch, when you watch like biopics with musical people.
Yep.
I am a star.
Biopic with musical people.
Like a musical biopic. Yeah. And it's the star. Or it's like Ali and he walks past like a club and they're all boxing and he goes, you're one.
Yep.
They're going to talk about your fame to running an award-winning podcast, 1990s Problems, and it's going to cut to the start of you. It'll be you, like, probably getting the crap kicked out of you, I assume.
Natch.
Natch!
That shit.
I'm going to beat the crap out of you right now.
That shit.
Natch.
That shit did happen. People used to, like, kicking me in the neck.
Were you incredibly short, or did you just go to school with people that watched Karate Kid?
They'd kick me...
In
the back of my knees, so I'd fall to the ground like a sack of potatoes.
Oh, no.
Then when I'm on the floor...
That's like American History X shit.
They'd go for my neck.
Oh, my God, that's fucked up. I don't know why I'm laughing. You say it like... You just kick me in the neck, like it's a normal thing.
Ross.
I've never been kicked in the neck.
Look me in the eyes.
Yeah.
That's when I died. Ross.
Oh, this is just...
I'm your guardian angel. I know... It took about 20 years for me to come down from heaven. But seriously, yeah. I was busy. But I'm here now. And I speak to you through...
I wonder why I just keep mixing this in mono.
You You talk to yourself in a room.
Yeah.
You go to a strange office in the middle of nowhere, and you talk to yourself.
Welcome to the Empire.
And then just laugh. Laugh into an echoing room.
And sweat. It's all so hot in here. Oh, no.
Think about it.
Think about it.
Spoiler alert, I'm dead.
Just think about it. What were we talking about?
What did you like about the show? Now when you're watching it again, what did you get out of it?
Not a lot.
Why didn't you get a lot out of it? What was wrong with it?
Because it's like dark, man.
It was dark and zany.
In fact, I get more out of it now, thinking about how messed up it is.
Thinking as a child that was fine.
Like no one spat an eyelid.
They have an intervention, because he's obviously having a mental break.
And they bring in like, this like teacher, he's like, do you mind if I call you dude? And he does like air quotes.
Dude.
And then they do it, makes him like, oh, sorry about it, we could only get this. He's got this black gym teacher, he's like, I was a great actor, blah, 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 blah. And then they show like this advert he did when he was Kool-Aid man. You know the Kool-Aid guy that jumps through the wall? He does that.
Yep.
He's that and everyone's laughing. And then there's a guy, he's like, because he's in a big suit, and they go, well, I guess it's true, the camera does add 10 pounds. all that stuff happens. And then they're all like, hey, and then they turn up the next day, and it's practice, they rehearse the play, and he's like, oh, guys, aren't we going to get this together? And then slowly his family turn up, and they're like, no, Marty, this is an intervention. Whoa. And it's sad.
Wow. They should have had a Frasier tie-in where he just turns up and sits him on the couch and goes, I'm listening.
I'm listening. Oh, I love Frasier.
Let's do that. I love it. What I don't... There are so many questions.
Go on, ask them. I will have the answer.
Right. Question the first.
Go ahead.
What made you think of this as one to do again? Was it the Sabrina tie-in?
Somebody pointed out to me, one of our international listeners, Emma, she messaged me and she said, messaged us, she said, she told us about the Britney Spears Sabrina tie-in. Don't forget the Teen Angel tie-in. I feel like I've talked about Teen Angel on this show before.
What, maybe in passing through this. Okay, got it, yeah.
I just remember it. When you like Google like things like... Six really weird things you totally forgot about the 90s.
This is a BuzzFeed job. Let's have a look.
Some BuzzFeed jobs. I've got some things. So six really weird... This was a thing in the 90s on a Friday night. It was this family time. It's called Thank God It's Friday.
It's keeping kids indoors watching TV. Keep
them
indoors.
Get them off the crack. Teen Angel.
So TGIF it was called.
And it was September 26th. Never forget. Till February 13th. So it's a very short run. And it's just... Yeah.
It goes, plot, after dying after eating a 6-month blah, 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 blah. Weird level. 8 out of 10. A teen's death seems to be a really fucked up plot for a family comedy.
Which is.
BuzzFeed, I don't often agree
episode,
with you.
The first episode is called Marty Buys the Farm. It's dark, man. Dark.
It's self-aware. I mean, I'll give it that.
There was another one. But I mean, I guess there's like a few things. Like, you got your man... Oh, they've taken a video down since I watched it today.
Yeah, because you watched it too many times.
ABC are on it, man. They're cutting down. People are like, we need to cover up our tracks. Get rid of this.
What if they haven't even put it to DVD? Like, this has to be watched on YouTube through a VHS redo. Like, this is just how weird this show is.
What the fuck is this, man? Have you seen this? Aliens in the Family.
That looks as freaky as... do you remember Dinosaurs?
Yeah, which is misogynistic. It's just sexist. And we'll probably talk about that for a minute if you want. Here's a little speech from Ron. We'll play this.
We've recorded every moment since the dawn of time. Well, except for the New Orleans Saints games. Which would take.
See what I mean? All I've done lately is make things worse for Steve. Maybe he'd be better off if I weren't his guardian angel.
Marty, I think you're being hard on yourself. Maybe you have that Steve down, but this is no different from the many, many other times you've let him down.
Is your cheer-up speech or your put-down speech?
Lord knows you've complicated things since you've been here, but you've also made things better.
I have.
Absolutely. You've brought more enthusiasm to your work than any other guardian angel we have. Just between you and me, There are a lot of funny days in heaven.
Tell me about it. Like the other day, I put Ben Gay in St. Peter's underwear. He didn't even crack a smile.
He's like a really shit Seinfeld.
Go back to Steve. Despite what you think, he needs you.
Thanks, Eddie. Should I say, Dad?
No, you shouldn't.
You know what? I'm just reminded of what it first reminded me of, which is It's a Wonderful Life crossed with Boy Meets World. Now, It's a Wonderful Life world. Is a very odd premise as well, but it gets away with it.
I don't
works.
Know that show. Can you please elaborate?
It's a Wonderful Life, the famous Christmas cinema special featuring lots of famous peoples.
I only know Love Actually. Is it like that?
No, it's Jimmy Stewart who.
Oh!
Yes! Jimmy here!
Here, sing it now, cracker!
What?
That was racist Jimmy Stewart.
Jimmy Stewart, yeah,
Black
he goes.
Jimmy Stewart. Hey, cracker!
He has a guardian angel who gets sent down to heaven yes. and shows him what it would be like if his life had never been lived and if yeah, he was never on
like,
earth. And then he realizes that it's. But my life really is worth living, so I won't commit suicide.
I don't want to. Yeah, I guess so very dark for a Christmas.
Yeah, but that's film. A guardian angel coming down to show to someone before they commit suicide yeah. that they shouldn't, right? Okay.
Hey, want to kill you? Want to put a shotgun in your mouth? Merry Christmas.
Instead, this is someone has died.
Yeah. Put a shotgun in your mouth? Friday night sitcom.
You know what it makes me think? If I were watching this as a child, I'd go, so that guy died and that's sad.
If
but
I
he does
get
super,
do get
super powers
yeah.
and gets to help his mate out. I might go and buy a hamburger, you know stick it under my bed, 6 months later, go, bada bing, I'm getting me some retractable
yeah,
wings. One trip to the hospital later, and you've barfed up the contents of all of your life's
well, I feel
breakfast.
Like that was the two ways that that show could have ended, is...
It was actually a psychotic break, yeah, and that Steve
that
had been imagining it
Can
all along.
We make a Kickstarter for a final episode of Teen Angel. Now, he's just, like, older.
I think I should play him.
You play him. I'll be the teen angel.
No, I'm the teen angel. I'm your teen angel.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that makes sense. And, like, yeah, I don't know.
It doesn't sound as good when you say mid-20s angel. Does it? Late-20s angel.
Dream failure angel. Dreams are done angel. Merry Christmas!
6 years of the same job angel.
Career you didn't want angel. A life unfulfilled angel.
Always answering the same question you always get asked by a mum whenever you go home, angel.
Stop swearing, angel.
Can I borrow some money, dad, angel?
No, it's not. They're just my friends, angel. It's
sitting,
not what it looks like, angel.
Sitting in a hot room talking about 1990s TV shows, angel.
Talking about cancer sitcom, angel. Oh,
so many possibilities.
So many possibilities. Tweet us in at 1990s problems.
Speaking of tweeting us in, somebody won our super top prize.
Our only listener did, yeah.
Yes, hello, only listener.
Hello.
Wah, wah.
I need to check. Should we look at our figures at the moment? People didn't like. I find it interesting what people like and what people don't like.
Well, they didn't like our set.
Some people don't like things.
It turns out they probably don't like what we're talking about right now.
Yeah. I was like, after we did Art Attack, we should do a big heavy hitter. And then we've done this pile of sad. Oh, actually, tell a lie. Look at that.
Look, we've done really well. Suck it.
What's this?
Guys, most podcasts don't take you this far behind the curtain. But here we are, looking at stats and talking about them into microphones. This is Stat
Sabrina's
Angel.
Sabrina's had a right bump up. Look at that.
Sabrina, our first episode, is currently hauling in 12 million listens.
Yeah, we haven't got any adverts because...
We get so many listens, God pays us.
Ron. That was the God.
Yeah.
Cousin.
I liked it.
It's a callback.
It's really good.
Well, the comedy business is a callback. So, yeah, like, as you can see there... Well, like, yeah, look at that.
I think we need to do... Some more that maybe weren't cancelled horrifically early.
Yeah, maybe we should. Hey guys, just top tip. Maybe don't do shitty TV shows that nobody's interested in.
Okay, Jim.
Okay, Jim. Sounds great.
Coming up shortly.
Tune in 515 Rock 515 Roll. Call us now.
Can you think of a show that was cancelled early. Well, to be fair, we had to do another cancelled show that was very good, which was Bucky O'Hare.
Strong use of the word very good.
Thank you. So I'm going to ask you.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, we need to look up this winner. Tell the winner. The winner who won the prize.
Winner, Alex.
The CD, yeah, Alex. Well done, you've won.
Pronouncing that. He won. He's already got it.
You've already posted it to him.
Yeah.
Well done,
what
Alex.
What I did was, you won quite it. Funny, I'm going to tell you to the at-home listener. If you enter a competition, so I work for celebrity chef Jamie Oliver for a living. Yeah. When I'm not recording this.
Is he the guy who does pies?
Award-winning, when I'm not recording an award-winning podcast, like 1990s Problems.
Hello.
I'm in the office, kicking back, taking off my shoes.
Eating shortbread.
Eating hot chocolate.
Tatties and neeps.
Neeps and tatties. And what I did was, because we don't have any official letterheaded paper, because we're not a company.
Nope.
Just took some Jamie Oliver one, and then just took a Sharpie, and just scribbled that over the words Jamie Oliver, and wrote 1990s Problems. And that made me laugh.
You are a pro.
I thought it was funny. It's a funny thing I did. It's the kind of comedy gold you get if you win a prize. Have we got any more prizes to give? Absolutely not. But maybe we do have some.
Yes, we do. We have a Star Wars...
This is the new prize. Yeah. Ties in well with all the things we talk about.
Here is a voice modulator that lets you sound like Darth Vader a bit.
Do you think that sounded like anything at all?
What makes this such a special prize is that it looks like Darth Vader's head. So, you need to send us something and we will give you a thing.
Is that what you want to do? New entry? What we're going to do for... I was thinking about this. We need to do a Christmas episode. I don't know if we've got enough time. We should probably talk about that off the air.
We'll find a way.
Listen, if there's one thing I know... Where there's a will, there's a grace.
Nice. Thank or where you. There's a will, there's a Smith.
Wicka wicka wow wow wicka wow.
Right, I want to give you one adjective to describe the show that you made me watch.
Yeah.
You ready for it?
Go on.
Weak.
I was harmonizing with you then.
Weak. The show is weak, man.
You think it's weak,
it's,
man?
Its best thing about it is that it's utterly bonkers premise. But I am glad it died in many ways. I'm glad he died and I'm glad it died.
It just bums you out. You know when you watched it, I remember liking it. I think I liked it. That was cool. It's funny. He's got angels.
Quirky,
cool track
weird.
Suit, a lot of hair gel. All things I admire.
Baggy tops.
Baggy.
Give me your 1,990. I'll sip some cherry cola.
We need to find... If anybody... I mean, this is just inherently lazy on my part. Somebody could tell us what we've given all the scores.
Well, I'll do it.
Thank you, Ollie. Because I can't remember now. I'd probably give this, 1,300. Quite low?
I think it's quite generous. But you give it what you feel.
Listen, I'm a kind man.
You're a kind man.
It's a lot of what I want the at-home listener to know.
It's over 50%.
If you're not at home, that's fine. You can still listen.
Good.
Understand that. But 1,300 seems fair. It's not rubbish. And if I had a hat, I would doff it.
There's something to it.
Because they managed to get on the fucking television.
Yeah, there is something to it.
And this guy then went on to just ruin The Simpsons.
I've interviewed Al Jean, and he's a very nice guy, but...
The death rattle of 90s television is his... Is he a nice guy, Al?
Yeah. He's very successful.
He said, hey, Al, what can I call you? And then he go, you can call me Al, and he went... And then he just sang the whole song.
He said Mr. Jean.
Did he? I like that you didn't know what to do.
No, I wanted to
do...
I wanted to do... I wanted to go, Al Jean.
Oh, good.
Al Jean. But I thought, that's ridiculous. I'll just make a... No, it's
sense. I'm going to kick you in the fucking neck if you don't...
If you look at me like that, I'm going to kick you in the neck till you become a fucking angel.
I don't give a fuck. This episode has been sponsored by Dot Lions.
This episode has been sponsored by the word fuck, I think.
It's not.
I also get... If anything comes out of this podcast, can it please be somebody saying, don't look at me like that or I'll kick you in the neck.
Hashtag kick you in the neck.
Hashtag weak.
Hashtag... Tweet us, hashtag week. Email us, 1990spodcast@gmail.com. Just email. No one emails
me. If you think of any Christmas-related...
Christmas ideas.
Or what we could do is go through a few shows that we might do later, but we do the Christmas specials of them.
I want
you pick a Christmas special. I pick a Christmas special. I will pick my favorite Christmas special that I can think of a 1990s TV show.
Okay.
You do the same. Then we force each other to watch them, and then we discuss both of them. We call it a Christmas special. This and this.
I can't think of any.
Come on, you Sabrina did a good one.
Did she?
But anyway, we can't do her again.
She did a good one. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Maxim.
Did she? Did you do Maxim?
I don't know. You're a mate till this, remember?
Maxim.
She said she did a photo shoot and she did loads of Bing, loads of coke.
Did she?
Yeah, you remember that? Cocaine, Sabrina the Cokey Witch.
Stay sniffy, bitches. You turn into Yogi Bear when you take Bing.
My mum, I've spoken about my mum a lot today, but she,
when she takes coke.
When, before, how dare you?
She doesn't take coke. She's ketamine.
Straight up, tranks. When I wanted to grow my hair out as a teenager, she was like, you can't
looks
grow your hair
like
out.
An angel.
She was like, you look like Yogi Bear. I just remembered that then.
Hey,
how sad.
Alison, I look like Yogi Bear.
You do a bit.
Thank you.
Just like if Yogi Bear had all of the fat sucked out of him. You look like a post-lipo yogi.
I'm Yogi
Which
Otter.
Which is the name of my band.
Yogi Otter?
Post-Lipo Yogi.
I prefer, what was it? Super Happy Pop Plant.
Super Happy Pop Plant.
And we had to email in something
email
to do with Christmas.
In,
give us some Christmas ideas.
1990s podcast. If you want to win this Star Wars thing, just tweet at us. Like, what do you want to do, Ali?
I want you to tell us a 1990s joke.
All right, I like
think
that.
Of a 1990s-related TV joke.
Yeah.
And we will send you this piece of junk you can give to a member of your family you don't like that much.
Sounds good to me, man.
Sounds great.
What would you give 1990... Hold on a sec. What would you give our podcast on
I would, frankly, this episode, I would give...
One.
I would give this...
BC.
Out of 1,990, I'd give this 1,133.
You're talking about the episode. You're not talking about Teen Angel.
I'm talking about Teen Angel.
1,133. That's low. The 1,100s.
It's not good.
What was around in the 1,100s in history? What was that time?
1,100s?
Yeah.
Well, William the Conqueror was kind of setting
Here
up shop.
Look at that.
Round about now. Rufus, his son, was probably dying.
And people used to kick you in the neck.
Yeah, right in the flipping neck. You're a knob. You really are. You ask me for some 12th century stuff.
Oh,
like,
I set you up for that one.
Oh.
That's the kind of A game you get. I'm angry today. I'm trying to kick Diet Coke.
So you're drinking cider?
I've just replaced it with alcohol. No, I've only drank 2 cans of Diet Coke
It
today.
Is Christmas. How
two
many
cans.
Do you normally drink?
About 8.
Drinks like an angel.
Drinks like an angel.
Were you really affected by the adverts?
Team caffeine in my bloodstream.
In the 90s, where it was that hunking man.
That's why I wanted to be. I mean, that's why I've got the physique I do now.
That's why you wash windows outside of office blocks.
I mean, that's how I got in tonight. I just slipped in through a window.
Then you had a psychotic break and imagined you were talking to me.
And that's our. I can't remember what I was going to say. And that's our episode.
And that's our episode. Thank you so much for listening.
Did
if you have
enough, yeah. Have you had enough?
I've had enough. It's 52 minutes.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, Christ. I've run out of coke.
So, Teen Angel, you're a bit rubbish. I'm sorry.
We gave you a try.
I mean, yeah, go watch some episodes because they're. I mean, actually, don't bother.
That's why I have to give it 1,133.
I liked it. It was so short that this afternoon, I just listened to it with one headphone in. That's how it was. Like,
wow.
I was like, yeah, that's enough. It was like
you were rubbing Jamie Oliver's back as you were half listening to Teen Angel.
Other people, everyone listens to music at work. I listen to cancelled sitcoms from the 90s because I'm cool.
And if that's a crime, kick me in the neck.
Yeah. Please do.
Week.
All right. Well, as always,
see you next
week.
See you next week.
2 weeks, actually, because it's 4 days.
It depends on what we got planned.
Do you want to do? Oh, little bonus app.
Crimbo.
Yeah, so Christmas presents galore. You can win that Star Wars Darth Vader voice changer sponsored by Disney Store. Tweet us your best 90s joke. Follow us on the Facing Book at 1990s Problems. Email us 1990s Podcast. Just talk to us. I'm alone. I'm tired. I've not had a lot of caffeine.
Talking to an
My
angel.
My knee hurts from kicking Ali in the neck.
You hit me with a knee.
Well, just from the action.
Oh,
you
fine.
Understand?
You're not going with the patella
no,
to
No, I mean, like, that would
neck.
Be insane. I've not got... We'd have to get Matt, the drummer of Cheat Me, and he's got the Pilates... not Pilates. Probably does Pilates.
He is a black belt in Pilates.
He's also... No, I don't know. My... Failed on my own joke.
Abort.
Yeah, he does. What's he do? Tai Chi.
He's getting married. That's what he does.
Family. He gets married. Humanist wedding.
I got a...
We'll talk about that another
I got,
time.
I got his life. STDs. He comically wedding. Called it.
He got an STD.
Save the date. He called it an STD. It's very humorous.
That's funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
Seamless. Save the date.
That's humedic.
They put... When, let's just sidebar.
Sidebar.
Probably an off-air conversation now I think about it.
Go on.
Order... When you get married...
Yes.
Because I like this. I enjoyed this. I'm going to premise this. They put lady, then man for the wedding.
Yes.
From lady, then man.
Mm.
Is there a traditional order?
I... I'm happy to say I don't know, and I'm even happier to say...
You don't care.
I don't care. And what's so great about it is I can sound like I'm really new wave and cool and, like, generally hip.
You are
hip.
Very new wave. I want to
But French new wave.
Where?
But I just knew where.
Nouveau wave.
But I just... Good. I mean, I still find Save the Date a bit weird because we already know when it is because he's told us.
And it's my fucking birthday. Oh, great. So now I've got to spend money on my birthday... You kidding me?
I think you should not go.
I'm not going. Save this date. Fuck off. Imagine you could drop the mic, I would. Now we're just chatting about our friends, and that's why very few people listen to this podcast.
Apart from you, listener,
Apart
we
from
love
you, Eric. Thanks, baby. We love you.
Keep it humidic.
Keep what?
Humidic.
Jesus Christ. All right.
All right, stay witchy, bitches.
Stay witchy, bitches. On, keep dancing.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.